technological development. On a global level, this year, as in previous years, has also seen the growth of migratory crises. Two are the main focus of this crisis. One is Europe, where thousands of migrants from the Middle East are arriving every day through the Mediterranean and also from Eastern Europe. The other focus is on the southern border of the United States, with the massive presence of migrants coming mainly from Central America. Moving on now to analyze what happened in this country, we must begin by pointing out what was the Liberal government's big gamble and that ultimately failed. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's call for early elections left things mostly unchanged. The Liberals still governed, but without the majority in Parliament that they unsuccessfully sought. Incidentally, the crisis caused by the pandemic, which eased somewhat as the population began to be vaccinated, has left a profound impact on the country's economy. The resurgence of high infection rates in recent weeks, however, threatens to revive the crisis experienced in the early stage of the pandemic. In any case, those who still have doubts about climate change will have to remember how this country suffered its main effects this year. We are referring, by the way, to extreme weather events, of which the province of British Columbia in particular experienced them the hardest. Extreme heat in the summer and abundant rainfall in the fall with devastating floods, while in these days extremely low temperatures. These extreme weather phenomena are the main characteristic of climate change. In our province, meanwhile, the controversy has centered on two pieces of legislation of the nationalist government of François Legault. The first, already in force, is Bill 21, called Laïcité in French, or secularism, about which we'll have no problem, since separating state and religion is a normal thing these days. But what is objectionable is that actually Bill 21 is rather a legislation aimed at homogenizing the population. The second is still before the legislature, but one that the government hopes to pass this year. Bill 96 aims to reduce the rights of minorities and also has a homogenizing aim. In other words, the purpose of the provincial government is to subsume everyone into the category of the so-called Quebecois nation without considering ethnic differences. That is, we think that these laws are ultimately an attempt that, although not said, aims to assimilate ethnic minorities by erasing their distinctive characteristics and to marginalize those who do not accept the arbitrary and discriminatory rules of the game, as has happened with the teacher who has been separated from her duties for wearing a piece of clothing of a religious nature. However, this is doomed to failure. Multiculturalism is today a global phenomenon, and the efforts of Legault and his party, the CAQ, go against the grain of the world reality marked by migration and the widest exchange of cultures and languages. And when that failure comes, well, we will all rejoice. Quebec is an interesting and vibrant place, not because it is homogeneously French-speaking, nor is the rest of Canada for being homogeneously English-speaking, but because of the cultural diversity that enriches both communities. This is something that Legault and the CAQ, with their narrow provincial nationalism, fail to see, or do not even try to understand, because it contradicts their own dogmatic, identity-based vision of what Quebec society is. Good day.
Que salga la luna, deja que se oculte el sol, deja que caiga la noche, para que empiece nuestro amor. Deja que las estrellitas me llenen de inspiración para decirte cositas muy bonitas, corazón. Yo sé que no hay en el mundo amor como el que me das, y sé que noche tras noche va creciendo más y más, y sé que noche tras noche en el mundo amor y sé que noche tras noche va creciendo más y más. Y sé que noche tras noche la luna.
Puedes ver en tu interior la frialdad. Este encuentro terminó y quieres ser feliz como un ave al viento en tu corazón. Sonriéndonos, no puedes verme bien sin rencor. Recordar después del dolor me olvidará, no lo dudes, te aliviarás. Y quieres ser feliz como un ave al viento en tu corazón. Sonriéndonos, no puedes verme bien sin rencor. Sonriéndonos, no puedes verme bien. Si abres los ojos, no puedes verme bien sin después del dolor me olvidarás, no lo dudes, te aliviarás. Y quieres ser feliz como un ave al viento en tu corazón. Sonriéndonos, no puedes verme bien. Si abres los ojos, no puedes ver. Siéntete sola al verme. Thank you. no puedes verme bien sin un rector. Sabes bien cómo disimular. Me dices que te quedas y te vas. Solamente sé que estoy tratando de olvidar. Entras en mi mente sin querer. No puedo ni siquiera comprender. En las noches tú serás mi dulce tentación.
Aquí tenemos el fichero latino de hoy, 2 de enero de 2022. Anuncio de interés público a la comunidad peruana en Quebec. Desde el 1 de noviembre de 2021 hasta el 31 de enero del 2022, se llevará a cabo la segunda encuesta mundial a la comunidad peruana en el exterior 2021, organizada por el Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores del Perú y el Instituto Nacional de Estadística e Informática, INEI, en un esfuerzo conjunto de las entidades públicas para trabajar en los planes, programas y servicios orientados a beneficiar a las comunidades peruanas en el exterior. Para el caso del Consulado General de Perú en Montreal, se ha establecido la cuota muestral de 199 encuestas completadas como mínimo, al haberse tomado como fuente la base de datos del RENIEC de la comunidad peruana residente dentro de esta jurisdicción consular. Para llenar la encuesta, comuníquese con el consulado para tener más información. La dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra el COVID-19, ya están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunar a las personas que tengan 65 años y más, igualmente para los niños entre 5 y 12 años, y a partir de mañana lunes podrán inscribirse las personas de 60 años y más. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Clicksanté, en francés o en inglés. Y publicaciones, la edición inglesa del libro Presencia chilena en la Belle Provence, Chilean Presence en la Belle Provence, escrito por Sergio Martínez y Roberto Hervas, ya está a la venta en librería Argos en el 1841A, St. Catherine Oeste, y en la librería Paragraph, 2220 McGill College Avenue. Precio, $10 más impuesto. The book, Chilean Presence in la Belle Provence, English version of the book, Presencia chilena en la Belle Provence, written by Sergio Martínez and Roberto Hervas, is already on sale at Argos Bookstore, located at 1841A St. Catherine West, and Paragraph Bookstore on 2220 McGill College Avenue. Price, $10 plus tax. L'édition française du livre Présence chilienne dans la Belle Provence est maintenant disponible à la librairie de l'Université de Montréal, 3200 Jean-Brien, à la librairie Bertrand, 430 Saint-Pierre, Vieux Montréal, et en ligne sur Renaud Brier, prix $10 plus tax. El tiempo para hoy, según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá. Nieve con una temperatura máxima de menos 2 grados. Para esta noche, periodos de nieve con una mínima de menos 15 grados. Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tiene alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, pues comuníquese con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com. O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook. Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca. Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado, presionando Latin Time. Un muy feliz domingo para todos y, por cierto, un feliz año nuevo. Have a happy Sunday and a happy New Year.
Del interior me fui alejando con mi sombrerito volteado, y en el camino no fueron parando, manos arriba, sueños abajo. Que nadie hable, nadie se mueva, hombres, mujeres separados, tranquilo Alejo, no te preocupes, quédate cerca a mi lado, tranquilo Alejo, no te preocupes. Que nada nos ha pasado, que nada nos ha pasado. Devuélveme el alma, que todos los días sean buenos días. No quiero perder las esperanzas. Y tócame un son de gaitas. Tócame la piel, dame la calma. No quiero perder tu amor ni tus ganas. Tócame la piel, dame la calma. No quiero perder tu amor ni tus ganas. Canciones nuevas que componía, no quiera yo perder la fe en seguir cantando va la gente mía. Por los senderos que recorrieron tantos amores, compas y amigos, un siglo viejo y otro que llega, yo que asustado por la carretera, un siglo viejo y otro que llega, buscando luces con los que sueñan, buscando luces con los que sueñan. Devuélveme el alma, que todos los días sean buenos días. No quiero perder las esperanzas. Y tócame un son de gaitas. Tócame la piel, dame la calma. No quiero perder tu amor ni tus ganas. Tócame la piel, dame la calma. No quiero perder tu amor ni tus ganas. San Pelayo, San Pelayo, rezo por la libertad. Que la fiesta y la noche me devuelva la tranquilidad. San Pelayo, canto y bailo sin parar. Que la alegría entre aquí en mi vida, hasta mañana te voy a amar. San Pelayo, San Pelayo, rezo por la libertad. Que la fiesta y la noche me devuelva la tranquilidad. San Pelayo, San Pelayo, canto y bailo sin parar. Que la alegría entre aquí en mi vida, hasta mañana te voy a amar. Que la alegría entre aquí en mi vida, hasta mañana te voy a amar. 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 Ya me fui.
Esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop Production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
I'm Thomas Witherspoon of Asheville, North Carolina, and you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to 2022.
Yes.
Our first show of the new year of the International Radio Report. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill, and we thank you for tuning in today for our first show of the year. We are here every Sunday morning at 10:30 Eastern, 15:30 UTC on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Our email address, if you'd like to reach us, radioreport@yahoo.com. Our show is live streaming and also archived on CKUT's website, ckut.ca. You can join, and we hope you join, our Facebook group. It's called International Radio Report. We have a lot of new members this week. We want to welcome Vladimir, Elizabeth, Jill, Don, Robert, Amarui, sorry if I mispronounced that, Bob, Jean, Freddie, and Lisbeth all joining, bringing us to 682, creeping up on 700. If you've not joined the Facebook group yet, we suggest that you do. Lots of great information there for you, in addition to what we talk about here on the radio program. And we also have our YouTube channel, youtube.com/International Radio Report, where there are 539 current subscribers. You'll find recordings of the show each week there, about an hour or so after the show airs live on the radio station. And you can go back and check them anytime you like. So lots of ways to track us down out there if you're looking for us. We want to remind you of our special Christmas show that we did, which was available on and is available on YouTube only. So go to the YouTube channel, International Radio Report, look for the Christmas special. We have 277 views on it already. So we have a few comments from people who really enjoyed listening to it. If you haven't listened to it yet, give it a listen if you have time. It's about an hour and a half long, so lots of historical broadcasts and interesting Christmas-related stories in that special. So that is on our YouTube channel. So we will get things going for the new year with, I guess, disturbing news of a bunch of radio stations in the United States that shut down as of the end of 2021. And this is an ongoing saga right now. We're going to see more of this, unfortunately, I think. So we want to thank Alex Kaminsky of Springboro, Ohio, who put together some of the initial information on this story. He says, with both the economic destruction of COVID and the ongoing state of the broadcast radio industry, some stations, it's no surprise, can't hold on monetarily. The following stations have made the decision to turn off the on-the-air signs for good on New Year's Eve or shortly after. So the following stations have gone dark already. 870 AM WFLO in Farmville, Virginia, was a 1 kilowatt daytime only station. It shut down on Friday, December the 31st. No specific time was given for the sign off. They also closed their FM outlet, WFLO FM on 95.7, and that station had served the community of Farmville, Virginia for almost 75 years.
Wow.
So kind of sad there. Over in Missouri, 1280 KDKD in Clinton, Missouri, owned by the Radford Media Group, shut down their farm and conservative talk radio station. And that was done on New Year's Eve. The station owner, Clayton Radford, writes that tower owner Crown Castle informed the company last week that it intended to decommission the tower in January. We are saddened to see the once prominent KDKD AM station power down, but it's in the hands of the ones who own the tower. With the technological advances in FM and HD radio, we look forward to providing additional content to our communities with digital upgrades able to accomplish in the near future. So they signed off at 5:15 p.m. on December the 31st, following a 15-minute retrospective that aired on both KDKD and Country, KDKD FM 95.3. The company will move the Kansas City Royals baseball games next season from the station over to Rock 104.9 KXEA in Lowry City. So that one was a 1 kilowatt daytime station and only 58 watts at nighttime. So a very local station. Over in Texas, we had 1600 KOGT in Orange, Texas, a 1 kilowatt daytime and nighttime. They ceased operations on December the 31st. They had signed on in 1948 and had been owned by Gary Stelly since 1992. He made the announcement on the station's morning show. No details have been given whether the station will be sold or turn in its license at this time. Next, we have one that's going to be shutting down. So if you're in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area, you could check this one out. 1480 WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's a 2 kilowatt daytime station, 5 kilowatt nighttime. And their sign-off time is not given, but expect it will be on Friday, January the 7th, together with their sister station, WGVS, on 850 in Muskegon, Michigan. The licenses are held by Grand Valley State University, and they will be turned into the FCC. Citing an aging infrastructure and maintenance cost, the university has made the decision to rid itself of the stations. What they have failed to say is that the land in Metro Grand Rapids, where the four-tower inline array is for WGVU, and the four-tower 22-acre tract of land for WGVS array, are worth more to a developer than the actual stations and future billing is. In addition, they will also cease audio servers and its stream on WGVU HF3 at 88.5 and on WGVU 35.4 and WGVK 52.4 television. And finally, Cumulus Media has ceased operations and turned in the license of 1580 KXZZ or ZZ in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And the 1 kilowatt AM station there began operation in 1947 as KLOU before taking on the KXZZ call letters in 1985. The station is operated as Sports Radio 1580, carrying the national CBS Sports Radio lineup since the network launch in January 2013. It previously was an R&B oldie station as Z16. So rather disturbing news, all of those stations deciding to pull a plug. And of course, they are AM, some though with an FM counterpart as well. Now, we also just noticed today the FCC has released a listing of 63 AM radio stations in the United States that have been silent for at least 2 months. And that's a really surprising number. We were looking down the list and we noticed that some have been silent for over a year. Wow. But have not turned in their licenses yet, so I'm not sure what's going to be happening with those. We'll make a list available of these. If there are stations in your city or your region, you might want to check them out and see if you can find out what's happening with them. But as of right now, it's not a very good sign for AM radio.
We see that AM radio has been in decline for a while now, for many years, and if not decades. But COVID is probably making things go a little faster for some of them that are already on the edge financially. It's sad to see that stations like, you know, you were talking about 75 years for WFLO. Wow. It's like stations have been on for so long going away. It's really sad. And, you know, on the other side also is last year we had that bit of news about the HD radio stations, the FCC making it possible for stations to go all HD. We're not seeing that really happening much. And even stations that were HD last year are not HD anymore this year. So AM radio is kind of sick. It has some little problems and financial problems. Noise is also a huge problem. And, well, HD not taking on, which probably was thought at some point to maybe be the savior of AM radio. Things are not looking good, and I think that as time goes by, well, we'll see a slow decline continue unless, you know, anything new happens.
At least we have one positive story about AM this week, though.
Absolutely.
And you have news of a DX test coming up.
Yes. So KJJR 880 in Montana announced a DX test for January the 8th. And they say the Courtesy Program Committee and the National Radio Club and the International Radio Club of America is pleased to announce a special DX test for distant listeners for KJJR 880 kHz in Whitefish, Montana. The test is scheduled for Saturday morning, January 8th at 0701 UTC. That's 2:01 a.m. Eastern Time. The test will run for 2 hours until 09 UTC. So that goes from 0201 to 04 Eastern Time here in the East Coast. The chief engineer for KJJR, Todd Clark, will be performing regular maintenance of the station's audio chain during the test. Listeners will hear Morse code IDs at 10 words per minute, 800 hertz, and 20 words per minute at 1,000 hertz. There will also be sweep tones, telephone, Hof, hook indicators, long-duration tones at 1,000 hertz, music, jingles, and more. All reception reports will be verified through the CPC reception reports, along with MP3 recordings or MP4 video recordings of the reception should be emailed to les@highnoonfilm.com with the subject KJJR 880 reception report. The following requirements are in effect in order to receive an electronic QSL verifying a report. Reports via email only. Email must include MP3 file attachment of your reception, best 2 minutes or so in length, or an MP4 video clip. While written descriptions will be considered along with the recording, they will not suffice along for verification. Reports must be submitted within 30 days of the test. The report must include your name, location, and return email address, clearly grouped together at the top of the verification request. Please also include a description of your receiver, antenna, and any interference noted. If you use a remote SDR to receive the test, you must clearly indicate that in your verification request. We will only accept one such report per DXer. You cannot log the test on multiple remote SDRs and request multiple verifications. The IRCA, NRC, CPC would like to thank the owners of KJJR, Todd Clark, and Paul Walker for helping to arrange the test. On the East Coast, it's going to be a tough one because we have WCBS Powerhouse in New York. But maybe with, turning the radio to null out WCBS as much as possible, maybe it's not that impossible. It was received apparently in the last test in areas on the East Coast, so. Who knows?
Yeah, that frequency is a pretty much a clear channel with WCBS dominating in the east.
Yep.
So depending on where you are and depending on your equipment, you may have a good shot at it. I've never heard a report, though, request for reports being that detailed.
Yeah.
they are really specific and giving you a time frame and MP3s and the whole works. It's very well organized, but very specific. So we'll post a link up for this. You can check it out and get ready on January the 8th.
Yep.
And you're going to have to stay up late here in the East if you want to be there live when it happens.
And they are accepting reports from Kiwi SDRs online, so at least if you don't hear it at home, you can still request that EQSL.
Now, we've got some more long wave and medium wave news for you here, and more closures. This time, though, we're on an international scene. Czech Radio. They have shut down long wave and medium wave stations as of December the 31st. This comes from Mike Terry in the UK. Long wave station 270 for Czech Radio, 270 kilohertz, was expected to switch off at 2300 UTC December the 31st. They were also going to close medium wave transmitters on 639, 954, and 1332 kilohertz. And the CRO Plus station on 1071 kilohertz. So that is wiping out quite a number of stations in the Czech Republic on one long wave, which has been picked up and, really good reception of that in many places.
Absolutely.
And all of those medium waves pulling the plug in the Czech Republic.
Continues a trend in Europe, where many countries are abandoning long-wave, medium-wave, unfortunately.
Yeah, and in a somewhat related story, we've been talking about shutting down medium-wave stations. This comes from a new source of information, which we're really glad to find out about, a blog called Radio Reporter. It does have a lot of international stories on it. And this one from December the 21st, no medium wave radio on electric cars, The abandonment of thermic engines is a mandatory goal to reduce CO2 emissions. The automotive industry is getting ready, and among the aspects that are being discussed, there is also radio listening. On electric cars, HF interference is generated primarily by the frequency converter, a device that controls the amount of power delivered by the electric motor by turning the voltage on and off thousands of times per second. This generates signals that fall in the medium wave broadcast band. Electrical noises such as distortion and crackling, similar to those emitted by smartphones, TVs, computers, vacuum cleaners, and hair dryers. In addition, static electricity, which creates crackles, increases with the power of the motors. So much so that some manufacturers such as BMW, Mini, Tesla, and Volkswagen have eliminated the AM band in their current cars. Others like General Motors are studying the problem, but the solution isn't around the corner. Xperi Corporation, a leading digital radio company whose HD radio standard, a patent it owns, is used both in FM and AM bands, claim that its transmission system is not afraid of interference. And it presented test results at the NAB Broadcast Engineering and Information Technology, the annual conference of American broadcasters. According to Pooja Nair, an engineer at Xperi Corporation, a fully digital AM signal resists interference much better than an analog one.
You know, the fact that more and more of these electric cars will come on and be sold, it's scary for radio. We talked about the decline of AM radio, and we often talk about where do people listen to radio a lot. It's in the car, and that is really bad news. Once again, you know, HD radio standard trying to get there and saying, well, you know, we are the solution. And I just said it earlier today, where most stations are turning off that signal. I don't know where we're going here, but these cars will definitely emit a lot of noise. And how easy is it to really fix that problem? I don't know. I don't know how they can do it, because they'd have to, you know, really shield everything and then close everything so that none of that RFI gets out of the motor and of the different circuits. I mean, there's inverters and all sorts of things in there. That looks bad for AM radio, that's for sure, in the near future.
Remember when Industry Canada here in Canada and the FCC in the United States used to chase down interference sources?
Yep.
Well, I guess that doesn't count for these things. They're just going to say, well, sorry, you want your electric car and we want electric cars and, you know, AM stations, well, you know, sorry, but, you know, we're not going to try to put anything in to try to eliminate these problems. So you're going to have to live with it or die with it in the case of many AM radio stations.
It feels a lot like these agencies are now in the I don't care really about it anymore. So what's happening with our sun? Because we care about the sun, as it might actually change what we receive. There's been, of course, a host of sunspots all week. Lots of little flares and M flares in almost every day this week, actually. And basically, the sun's been active. There's been some shortwave fade-outs at times. But in general, propagation was actually quite good. The solar flux hovered above 100 all week. It's 102 right now. The sunspot number at 77. And conditions are, in general, pretty good and relatively quiet. Even though there are flares, there weren't really a lot of coronal mass ejections really being sent out to disrupt communications. What could be a problem is a minor stream of solar wind that's flowing from a coronal hole. that could reach the Earth on January 2nd or 3rd. So that could actually degrade propagation. But overall, nothing major happening. Sun is active. Solar activity is on the increase. And hopefully, conditions will be good up to the 10-meter band once again. Most of the days, 10-meter was open. So do take a look at the higher frequencies, a place where a lot of people don't really go. But there's stuff to listen out there. And the best way to do that is to turn on that radio and listen.
This is Glenn Hauser. You're listening to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of radio news and information every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
And we have news of Switzerland DAB coverage that is improved. So this is from the Radio Reporter, December 23rd, via Mike Terry in the UK. In the latest technical bulletin of December 2021, SRG SSR takes stock of the expansion of the DAB Plus digital transmission network across Switzerland. Despite the fact that DAB Plus signals already reach 99% of the population in Switzerland, as required by the Federal Office of Communication, Ofcom, the public broadcaster has further expanded the digital network in Italian and French-speaking Switzerland. Between 2020 and 2021, 10 new transmitters were activated and 12 others were optimized. Improvements were made in the cantons of Jura in the northwest of the country and Ticino, located almost entirely south of the Alps, where the network was further expanded at the beginning of 2021. With the activation of the installation in Cardada in Switzerland, the digital signal is also broadcast in tunnels longer than 300 meters. So there's a list of 193 roads, tunnels covered by DAB Plus signals that can be consulted on the broadcast.ch website. So this, of course, has to be done, and especially in Switzerland, which has a lot of mountains here and there that could disrupt communication. That shows you that, you know, where we needed one medium wave transmitter, we need hundreds of little FM transmitters now, or DAB transmitters on the VHF range to get that digital signal across. We also have news from Tunisia, once again from Radio Reporter. Zitouna FM incorporated in the national radio station. Religious broadcaster Zitouna FM has joined the group of Tunisian national radio stations, founded in 2007 by Saker El Materi, son-in-law of then-president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. It was confiscated after the revolution of 14 January 2011. 10 years later, the station was officially incorporated into the National Radio Authority. On the Tunisian radio portal, however, it is not yet listed among the stations that can be listened online, which included Radio Nationale, RTCI, Radio Tunis Chaîne Internationale, Radio Jeune, Radio Culturelle, Radio Sfax, Radio Monastir, Radio El Kef, Radio Gasfa, and Radio Tataouine. So interesting to see that they are reorganizing the radio landscape in Tunisia.
Yeah, it's a country we don't hear a lot about, and they are reactivating that station. So yep. That's interesting. 10 years later, that I wonder if it's the same people behind it after 10 years of long waiting to get back on the grid again.
Yep.
But anyways, they are back together with all those other stations in Tunisia.
So we have one upcoming ham radio contest.
Yeah, it's one I've not heard of before. It's kind of interesting. The ARS Spartan Sprint. It's only 2 hours long, 02-04 Zulu on January the 4th, sponsored by something called the Adventure Radio Society. And they answer their own question. So what's a Spartan Sprint and how do I play? Spartan Sprints are a two-hour gathering sponsored by the Adventure Radio Society. The Spartan Sprints have a unique three-faceted focus. They encourage outdoor operation with backcountry radio gear. If outdoor operation isn't practical, home-based operation is fine. They gather fascinating information about the upper atmosphere, documenting how low-power signals can travel long distances. And they encourage the growth of a like-minded community of amateur radio operators who generously share their knowledge and experiences. So the bands of operation are 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. It's CW only, and Spartan Sprinters use 5 watts or less, and they actually encourage experimenters to use 1 watt or less. So we'll have a link to this. It's an interesting idea, and I hadn't heard of this one before. Apparently, they do it every month. So something you can check out again. I'm not sure where they're based, actually. It didn't actually say when I looked. But anyways, check it out. We'll put the link up to it and see what that one's all about.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting one. Well, 1 watt. Imagine making contacts on HF using only a watt or less. That's pretty amazing. Needs good equipment, good antennas. But anybody can actually join in and try to listen to these stations. Who knows what's going to be there? And it's always fun to listen to, you know, not just participate, but also listen to these amateur radio contests we have every week.
Yeah, and, you know, amateur radio is supposed to be about experimentation as well, and that's what this one is doing. They really want people to try out these systems, and it is using CW, as we mentioned, so it's, you know, a signal that will get through where some other types of modes may not. So that's why they're trying it out with very low power using CW signals.
Yep, and if you don't hear those stations, you know what? Take that time to go through the different amateur bands and see what else is on the air. So we are out of time for our first show of the year.
Yeah, we thank you for tuning in and for tuning in all of last year. And if you've been with us for even longer than that, we thank you for your continued support and your listening. We love to hear from you. RadioReport@yahoo.com. You can email us there or post up messages on our Facebook page, which is International Radio Report. And do join it if you haven't already joined it. Lots of great information there. We thank everybody that's been sending along stories and posting up reception reports of different stations and what have you on the Facebook page. So do check it out. That will do it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. We will be back again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
And now, with a few seconds of the old year left, we await the turns of Big Ben from Metropolis in the meantime to ring out the old year and to ring in the new. This is London. From London.
Jackson.